This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Federal District Judge Lee Yackel has issued another ruling against the Texas law that requires abortionists have local hospital admitting privileges. Yackel ruled the law puts undue burden on women unable to get abortions locally. Pro-life advocates say these admitting privileges at local hospitals ensure that women in surgical crises receive rapid, often life-saving continuity of care. After botched abortions, patients are often unable to communicate and are often the only one who knows anything about their abortion. Yackel's similar ruling last October was overturned by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. Planned Parenthood is desperately seeking to keep the U.S. Senate in pro-abortion hands. The group's political arm is hoping to spend $16 million in particular Senate races this fall. This is Life News Radio. Consider this quote from Bishop Fulton Sheen as you prepare to vote. Moral principles do not depend on a majority vote. Wrong is wrong, even if everybody is wrong. Right is right, even if nobody is right. Be prepared to vote November 4th. The Labor Day PBS presentation of After Tiller is being billed as a humanizing and probing portrait of late-term abortionists. The pro-life community is up in arms over the tax-funded presentation, especially after considering that those aborted in late-term abortions are viable. A headline at Life News simply says, "Hey, PBS, there is no compassionate way to kill babies in abortion." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.